From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting Palestinian protesters clashing with Israeli troops in the West Bank for the third day on Saturday following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded with tear gas and other riot dispersible means. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. North Korea and the United Nations have agreed to communicate regularly. The North States-run news service, North Korea, that is, said on Saturday. This latest development is a result of a senior UN official's recent visit to the isolated nation, Jeffrey Feltman. Visit came right after the U.S. and South Korea launched their biggest ever annual joint air exercises. KCNA, the news service for North Korea, said Pyongyang considers the drills part of the U.S. scheme to make a surprisingly preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea. This all comes a week after North Korea test-fired a powerful new intercontinental ballistic missile that experts say is capable of reaching the United States. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is VOA News. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain and European Union officials have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. The European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Getting to this point has required give and take on both sides. And I believe that the joint report being published is in the best interests of the whole of the UK.
May says she welcomes the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security. Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. An estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan working on some 300 projects. Beijing is investing more than $60 billion on massive infrastructure and energy projects in Pakistan. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 others. The UN mission, MONUSCO, said at least five Congolese soldiers also were killed in the protracted fighting between suspected Allied Democratic Forces, or the ADF, that is, elements in MONUSCO and Congolese forces. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace. These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The Secretary General said military reinforcements have arrived on the scene, and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. He said medical evacuation of casualties is ongoing. And the United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the safe return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, the country they recently fled to escape violence and persecution. 2 weeks ago, Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement on the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya refugees. UN Refugee Agency says it is prepared to discuss arrangements for the free, safe, voluntary return of those refugees. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.